Hello, dear listeners of Amam Radio. Welcome to the show. Today, we continue the series started last week about relationships between foreigners and locals. It was clear that it was a win-win. There is the aspect of love. Two people genuinely fall in love to each other. Then we have those who engage for a reason that can be either for documents for the foreigner or for sex for the local. It can also be vice versa. We are not here to judge, just discussing. Now we want to continue and expand on the story, but focusing on the true love and how the cultural aspect can be an intruder if not well handled by the couple. To discuss it, we are myself, Regine Guiney, and Livingston Getune, here in our studio in Valletta. Hi, Livingston.
Hi, Regine. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon and welcome.
Thank you.
How do you feel with this heat?
Oh my God, it's so hot, especially the whole week. It's been so hot.
It's been actually incredible, crazy, because we went from 38 to 41 degrees Celsius, which is...
Unfortunately,
it's no longer even a record because we are not getting used to it, but just every day, it's high temperatures.
Yeah, it's so hot. It's so terrible.
It is crazy. But anyway, we are not going to... do like British people, you know, keep on talking about the weather. Let's move on. We cannot do anything against the nature. So speaking about the cultural aspect of relationships, which is an interesting topic, we will come back to you very soon, dear listener. Just stay tuned while we put ourselves in the good mood, and then see you soon. We are discussing about relationship. We are both probably in relationship. I am for sure. Now, two persons fall in love to each other. The one is a foreigner, one is a European citizen, let's say a white person. And then they love each other. They decide to pass their life together. And then the family jumps in, or the culture jumps in, or all friends jump in. How do you think they can manage that? Do they have to listen to that cultural aspect that will be brought into the relationship? How will you handle such a situation, Livingston? How do you see it?
Regine, it's thank you first of all for this very good topic, and it's a continuation from what we were discussing last week.
Yeah.
In my own view, there are two different things here. There is culture and there is love. You know, culture is a personal belief, the way of life, how people believe. And love is universal. It doesn't know border, it doesn't know culture, nothing. As long as you have the feelings for the other person, that is it. No matter, even if there is language barrier, there is always nonverbal cues in which people use to talk. They have to communicate. Mm-hmm. And that's why, even if you see someone who doesn't speak the language, but expression is always there. But again, the culture is here. It's the main strong thing which, you know, everyone has to, you know, like the background, my background. Mm-hmm. But we are past that age. As long as you fall in love, that is it. That's your choice. Well, for you to enter into that particular relationship, into that particular love affair, first of all, put culture aside. Mm-hmm. Formulate or agree, come up with a plan that, okay, we are in love, we are in mutual love, not the issue of document as we were talking last time. Mm-hmm. Now this one is real love we are talking about.
Yeah.
So in this case, if there is true love, culture is always nothing. You beat the culture. You are living a life, a personal life.
Do you beat the culture? Because this is one I picked it from you, because you said let's put the culture aside. Can we, what's the definition of the culture? The culture is those small set things that make us that we are. You know, I like eating with my hands when I wake up in the morning. I like whatever. I don't know. That's what thing, something that I was doing when I was a child. I like running at 5 a.m. in the morning, or I don't like running at all. Or I don't know, those small cultural things. I like eating my food, only my food. When I go to the vacation, let's say in Cameroon, I buy my tea here because I'm not sure that the tea that I find here will be good. These things that people do, you know, that are part of them. Can we actually put them aside?
Well, I think there is a big difference between the culture, the way of life, what we do traditionally, mm-hmm. and the day-to-day activities of our life. That is a big difference. For example, now you are growing. As you grow, you tend to learn new things, and you should always be very accommodative. You should not always carry yourself with those cultural values mm-hmm. which you identify yourself with, like you know, it's my culture that we have to live this way. Well, I can give you a very good example that talk about the clothes. Yeah. People have evolved from one point to another. We have to embrace the modernity. We don't have to live in the past. And this one comes with, you know, change in culture, change in what the way we do, change in the food, as you mentioned, change in, you know, change in... apart from changing food, the clothing, the way we talk, and of course you have to be accommodative. Try to adapt yourself to the other person's culture. Mm-hmm. You know, you try to learn, but you don't have to immerse yourself so deeply into it, because some cultures also are very dangerous.
Exactly, and that's
some
where...
Some cultures are very dangerous, you know, so you don't have to put yourself into it, because, you know, there are some traditional beliefs which people do. I think I don't agree with them, because it's barbaric in a way, mm-hmm. irrespective of where you are, whether it is Western, it is African, it is Asian. Some cultures are barbaric.
Yeah.
And, you know, you don't have to agree with every kind of culture. Mm-hmm. If I don't agree, I don't agree, and that is it. And so it's a win-win situation here, because this is a person you want to be in a relationship. This is a person you want to start a love affair with. You want to bring a family together with. Mm-hmm. So you have to agree that we have to forget about these cultural aspects which we both don't agree. Okay. If I don't agree with your culture and I'm in love with you, then of course I have to put up with your culture. Yeah?
Definitely, I agree, because the culture, again, it is part of our life. Yes, what you're saying, that there's the everyday life, and then there's that culture, that thing that is inside us that we cannot remove. Uh-huh. And yes, there are cultures that are barbaric. Uh-huh. But again, when we talk about relationships between foreigners and local, and usually uh-huh. when we are here in Europe, we foreigners who come here are depending of the foreigners, what we are from Africa, so we're speaking from the African perspective.
Yeah.
You're speaking about people who usually, not all the time, but most of the time, are economically weaker than the European partner. Mm-hmm. So we see the situations where the stronger economic partner tends to dominate the relationship, because that is all even the reality at the global level. The Americans, for example, are the ones who dominate the world with their culture because of the economical power.
I agree.
So exactly. So that also influences the relationship between two people, actually.
And that's what something, it's a different aspect, because we as Africans, I'm talking as an African, as a man from Africa, mm-hmm. we like being on the top.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
Yes, that's. But a, you know it.
That is a fact. Like I need to be on the top, but still, we don't realize and we don't recognize our weaknesses. It's not always about being on the top, and it's not all about equality. Okay, equality must be there, but it's more of respect. Mm-hmm. The most important thing is respect in this situation, and when we talk of dominance, as you said. And which is the strongest, you know, who will dominate in this particular relationship? It depends, actually. But it's always not about who is strong and who is weak. It's about balancing. We have mm-hmm. to come on the table. We have to talk. We have to agree that this is the way we want the life to go. This is how, exactly. We have to compromise a lot of things. Mm-hmm. We have to compromise. But now, The most thing which has come up is, which I can see here, is that because most of these migrants are, I can say they are vulnerable in a way that they need to fit into the system.
Yeah.
So they try to hide some of the cultural aspects in which they carry with them. You know, male chauvinism, they always want to dominate that I'm a man. But because now they are falling in love with the white girls, for example, they will a little bit at first stage try to be so humble, try to be nice, you know, until he's in now that he will be okay. This is, we don't do this in Africa.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, things which happen. Yeah. It happens for sure. But it's always good, like, from the starting point to the end, you have to compromise. You have to say that, look, this is it. Mm-hmm. We are in real relationship. We're in love affair. And so we have some things to compromise. But people don't always discuss those things. It's always about feelings.
Actually, if we speak about a normal, let's say normal couple is there. Yeah. There's no normal couple, but people, a couple from the same culture, with two families that don't have any particular problem, maybe because only for the fact that maybe the mothers-in-laws usually don't like the son or the husband or the partners. You also have that antagonism in families, but now we also have families that decide to just jump into a relationship between two people, and they're actually, the two person might decide to overcome any cultural difference that can come in because one partner has decided to maybe step back a little bit because that is important in relationship.
Yes.
If you are two heads, then it won't work.
Yeah.
One partner decides maybe to step back a little bit, but the family comes in there. No, you cannot do it. So now the relationship is no longer between two people. Mm-hmm. It becomes between
a family affair.
A family affair.
Yeah.
So how is it manageable at the end of the day?
Now, this is the issue. You know, when it comes to, there is what needs to be done is breaking that a relationship, achieving that relationship freedom. Mm-hmm. Of course, I mean, parents always want the best for their children. Every family, everyone wants to bring the best of the best for their children, and they want the best for their children. But of course, the families always try to control. But I mean, if you can't control every move of the child, you know, if, and this one is natural, it's a feeling, you fall in love with someone. So also families sometimes need to relax a little bit, to accommodate, because if you force that particular child, that particular daughter, that particular boy, to marry someone who doesn't have any feeling with, then at the end of the day, of course, in the future, there's a lot of issues which are coming up, including divorce, because I'm doing this one to satisfy my parents.
Yeah.
So when my parents died, I will leave you because I accomplish what he wants. I can marry you. This is actually what is happening even in most families. A child will decide to just accept to fulfill what the parent want,
mm-hmm.
but he will be doing his things behind the back, the back doors. So it's always about, you know, compromising some things, as we say.
We actually have a very good example of that with the royal families, mm-hmm. in the royal family in the UK.
Yeah.
The late Princess Diana, who was the wife, and then the guy, he has his love behind the scene, and then eventually he brought her forward in front of.
Yeah.
So yeah, definitely. And the cultures, again, I bring back the culture because again the culture is what actually can also be the trouble here.
Mm-hmm.
The man or the girl comes from a culture, and you have very strong culture. Even, let's forget about the economic aspect. Mm-hmm. We have culture, for example, where polygamy is still very strong.
Exactly.
Like in some Muslim countries, or even in some area in Africa, for example, in Cameroon, you have the Bamileke tribes, where the polygamy is still something very present. And the man mm-hmm. is sometimes, He cannot resist the pressure of the family to marry a second or even a third wife. In that case, let's take a guy from the Bamileke tribe who married a European woman. Here is it now, and then they decide to go to live back into Africa. The family jumped over them, we want you to marry another woman because we don't understand this woman. Mm-hmm. Our grandchildren cannot be this because then they will go back to Europe and then we will leave. And the guy is there in the middle of the mm-hmm. on this, mm-hmm. you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. What do I do? Do I submit to my family, which represents everything for me, which maybe is the one who pay for my studies in Europe, you know, who supported me, and what do I do? How can a man decide to, you
interesting.
Know, to be torn? Yeah.
You know, I've seen this, and I have even friends. Some of them, they went abroad to study through a girlfriend. These beautiful white girls, they came to Africa for mission, mm-hmm. for volunteering, to come and do for, you know, for holidays, and they meet young boys there,
yeah.
and they fall in love,
yeah.
as I told you, love is universal,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So what happens there, what transpires, that when the girls come back home, they try to find a university for the boy, and then they pay for everything, so the boy comes,
mm-hmm.
For some particular time they are together, now it's, you know, the life of school continues, but again this person has come to Europe or wherever he has gone, and he's meeting some other beautiful girls I had not seen before I saw you. So, you know, there is this guilt that I am here because of this girl,
yeah.
but I'm not in love with this one because I've seen this other beautiful girl. So someone finds themselves at compromising positions, you know,
mm-hmm.
because of some reasons. So at the end of the day, you will decide, make personal choice, make decision. But still, I still maintain and say that, go back the roots. How did you come here?
Yeah.
And what makes someone to look outside?
This is, it depends. I mean, if love is something very complicated, you know,
yeah.
you love someone for 1 year, for 2 years, it can last a life or it can last 2 years. You don't know how things evolve. It depends.
True.
Actually,
true.
The wise people say that love it is 1 year and then the rest it is friendship, it is compromising, it is about just loving each other as brothers, so that we just accept
and we move on with life.
We move on with life, but we
so it's more of companion.
Exactly, it becomes a companion, and then if you want passion for all your life, it doesn't exist. Passion.
It does. I think it does. I believe it does.
Okay. You know, believing doesn't harm.
Yes, believing doesn't harm.
Believing doesn't
harm.
Yeah.
Go back to the what you mentioned something about polygamy in Africa. I really like that topic. It's gonna be something we can it become another topic. We discuss another day.
Definitely.
About that one, because you know, even up to date, people still practice polygamy, and people believe that the more wife you women you have and children, the wealthier you are.
Yeah.
So it's something else we need to discuss later on as a topic.
Definitely, we have to put them in the
now
list.
Now I agree here that family also makes huge impact when it comes to the issue of relationship. Friends also do make a huge impact, because where I come from, for example, there's this thing issue called friends. There are those age mates who, you know, they practice these, you know, the initiation ceremonies. They went together. They pass the rite of passage together.
Mm-hmm.
So on most occasions, they're the ones who like, they determine and they might decide it for you. Your age mates, your friends, they call themselves deep state.
Okay.
Deep state is like, they call it in as a joke that, it's like the in-law, because they call the woman in-law,
mm-hmm.
that it's like it's not good. And sometimes the guy can be influenced to go outside, to look outside, which is very wrong. I mean, it's always about the person you chose, the person you go for.
Yeah. It is about resisting the pressure, mm-hmm. because the society, mm-hmm. being part of a group is very important for anyone, for a man, for mm-hmm. a woman. So mm-hmm. being part of that group, sometimes you have to do things that are not maybe you, but you must remain into that group. I believe that this is all the aspects of relationships that can must be taken into account, and that also must be taken into the account when foreigners and locals meet, because every culture actually has its own type of deep state,
exactly.
that you just mentioned,
exactly.
you know.
Exactly.
In Europe, for example, from the movies that we see,
exactly.
the man prior to the wedding, the prior to the wedding night, he's he's pushed to go out with his friends to kind to how do you say to kill, is it to break the, what do you say, to I forgot the name, but he has to do something that he will not be doing again what during his married life. He goes with his friend to the club, to whatever,
you want to live your best life before you are tied. It's like you are entering into a, you know, you are being tied
exactly
into a prison.
You are going to the prison, but before going into that prison you have to do whatever,
you have to enjoy your life.
And this is a very common here in Europe. I mean, actually, from the movies that we have seen, and I'm not sure about Africa. I don't remember such a thing happening, but probably it does now.
But
that
nowadays,
the
you know,
we are living
in a millennial generation.
Exactly.
So people watch movies, they see, they read books, and I mean, people want to try things.
Yeah,
people want to try things. Yeah.
Which is just fair.
But of course, yes, there is a society judgment always. Society is always there to judge you.
Yes.
People talk.
Yeah.
Why is he marrying a black person? Why is he marrying a black woman? I mean, there are so many white girls. Why is he marrying a black woman?
Yes.
Why is he going for a white woman?
Yeah, exactly.
Some even parents, a father will call you like, my son, there are so many beautiful young black women here in the village. Why do you have to go and bring, you know, to go and marry a white woman?
Exactly.
But it's always about what you want and what you love.
Yeah.
Resistance. And, you know, you have to have a grounded principle that, look, this is me.
Yeah.
I'm marrying this one because this is what I want. So, yeah, societal things make big judgments. But then again, there's something which always come in. The factor of children.
Yes.
Factor of children in the middle. You know, if you marry someone and then you sire children outside, it becomes another issue.
Yeah,
I mean, it's affect all these things, and most white people always like honesty and transparency in everything. Mm-hmm. You don't have to hide anything to them.
Yes.
Otherwise, it's gonna be messy at the end of the day.
that is what a couple is about. And again, when we're talking about the families that comes in about, why did you marry a white man from the African family? Because they want their grandchildren to be part of them. They want them to speak the language. They want them to behave like children that in Africa, when we know very well that a child which is which has been grown up by two cultures, it is a child which is there in the middle. Depending of the dominant culture at home, the child will be maybe a little bit more on this side or a little bit more on that side. It really depends. And those are children who struggle a lot because they are caught in the middle of those two cultures. It can be very positive, but it can also be sometimes very challenging for the child until they come to an age where they can decipher things and see things in a broader, in a big perspective, and actually becomes an enrichment, because it is an enrichment to have two cultures, you know, to master two cultures. This is something very interesting. This is definitely a very interesting topic. As you say, we'll be talking about polygamy probably next time. We'll be talking about any other very good aspects related to culture, because cultures, it is such things like spirituality. Those are things that are intrinsic to us, that belongs to us. We don't even realize what we do, which are cultural.
Exactly.
They are just things that are there, and I think digging into all aspects of culture is really something that we have to do during this series of programs that we started recently. We stop for a break and music as we are ending. We are going to the end of this program, and we'll be back soon. Stay tuned. Dear listeners of Amam Radio, we hope that you have enjoyed the topic. As we were saying during the conversations with Livingstone, we'll be bringing you more topic, interesting one. We're thinking about polygamy. We're thinking about children born from two cultures. We're thinking about so many other things that are related to the culture. These important aspects of our life that we tend to sometimes neglect, and yet they are the culture is what defines us. So, as you already know, this is a community radio, and we invite you to reach out if you have an interesting topic that you would like us to talk about. You can also reach out if you want to contribute to the show or if you would like to be talking on the show. Follow us on social media to listen to our podcast and have more info about our activities. We are present on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, iTunes, SoundCloud, Podomatic, YouTube, and LinkedIn. You can also visit our website, africanmediamalta.com, and listen to our radio online on amamradio.com. Bye for now.
Bye.